Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Who, as it says here, grace and truth came by Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus the Messiah. This is so precious. And so that's why he must be born into this world. He must become a man. He must take upon himself flesh and blood, sin apart. Why? Because the law, which is holy, God's law, could not save anyone. Not Israel, and not any of the Gentile nations of the world. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's why the Mashiach had to come. And grace and truth came by him in person. In person, there was always grace. There was always truth. The law is true. God's law is truth. God's law has grace to provide for a sinner who disobeyed the very fact that in the law, God gave the sacrificial system to our forefathers to provide a way to forgive sins through the blood, to atone for their sins. But once the Messiah came, grace and truth came by the person of God the Son, who became a man. That's what verse 17 teaches us. Beautiful. There's a verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, in verse 9, which Shaul also, you might say, built upon this truth that we learn from both John the Apostle and John the Baptizer. Here is Paul says, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9, for ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the chesed of our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach. And so in verse 18, as we continue to read in John chapter 1, we read in verse 18, no man have seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. You see, beloved brothers and sisters, you see what John is presenting here before us? No man have seen God at any time. You remember we read that already in Exodus 32 and Exodus 34. No man have seen God at any time. No one. It said in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 11 and 12, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man have seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. John again and again emphasizes the fact that no man can see God, and no man has seen God at any time. Why? Because no man can see God and live. And so, you remember when we read that Moshe, in Exodus chapter 33, verse 18, he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory, he asked from God. And he said, this is God said unto him, I will make my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee. I will be gracious unto whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy unto whom I will show mercy. And he said, this is God saying, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And now we learn in John 1 and verse 18 that there was a man here that is mentioned of the person of Yeshua the Messiah, that he is the only one, because he is the eternal Son of God, he has seen him. He has declared him. I'm reading John 1:18. No man have seen God at any time. And then he continued, the only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared him. You see, this is so beautiful because what John present before us, that Yeshua, the man that was born in Bethlehem, the Messiah, the Mashiach, he is divine, he is God. And because he is one of the persons of the Godhead, of which we read in John 1 verse 1, he is God the Son, so he was the one that have seen God, because he is God. He is the only begotten Son. To remind you that we have already looked upon this truth that in the Godhead we have the Father, the Son, the Spirit. God the Father, Elohim Abba, God the Son, Elohim Ben, and God the Spirit, Elohim Ruach. God is existing and consisting in three persons in the Godhead. That's where we get the Hebrew word Elohim, plurality. One God, three persons in the Godhead. So, within the Godhead, there is divine harmony. There is divine joy. There is divine, you might say, that which is eternal. All persons of the Godhead are eternal. Seeing each other, fellowshipping with each other. It's hard for us even to express and imagine. But beloved friend, here is what John tells us, that no man have seen God at any time, taking us to Exodus chapter 33 and verse 20. But the only one who did see God is the only begotten Son. Why? Because he is the only begotten Son. As we read in John 1, 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This person is God the Son, who is distinct from God the Father and God the Spirit, and he was divine, he was God, and that's why he is the only begotten Son that have seen God the Father, God the Son, because he is one of the persons of the Godhead. And now he comes down to this world. He entered into this world through the Virgin Miriam, was born in the city of Bethlehem, and now he is now here. He is coming and he is declaring God the Father. That's why it said at the end of verse 18, he has declared God the Father before humanity, here as man upon the face of this earth. Now another thing that is worthwhile gleaning from this verse, because in verse 18 of John 1 it says also, no man have seen God at any time, the only begotten Son which, notice, which is, not was, but which is in the bosom of the Father. In other words, at the same time that he is here on earth as man, he is at the same time in the bosom of the Father in eternity. How can you fathom that? Well, we have to accept it. We have to appreciate it. We have to acknowledge that. We have to believe it. This is the reason why the whole Gospel of Yohanan, of John, was given to us. These things are written that ye might believe that Jesus, that Yeshua is the Christ, is the Mashiach, and that he is the Son of God. And that believing he might have life through his name, not through any other person. You see, beloved friend, beloved brothers and sisters, how important it is to understand the divine nature of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, because at the same time that he is here upon the face of this earth as the sinless man, the Mashiach, the Messiah, he is at the same time in the bosom of the Father. This is fascinating. And so as we continue here in the next verses, verses 19, 20, 21, 22, and verse 23, we read of the record of Yohanan HaMatbil, John the Baptizer, when he was approached by the Jewish leaders, by the Pharisees, concerning who he was. To remind you, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, that since the time of the last prophet of Israel, Malachi, until the time when the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, came down to this earth, and John the Baptizer was now presenting him sometime at around 26 AD. He died at about 30 AD. We know that about 400 to 440 years of silence was between Malachi and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Yohanan, John. In other words, between Malachi, the last prophet of our people Israel of old, who presented before Israel the promise of the coming of the Redeemer, the coming of the Mashiach, between the time that he was presenting the promises of God for Israel's Messiah that will come until the time when John the Baptizer introducing Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, there was about 400 to 450 years, there was silence. No prophet have directly spoke to our nation of Israel, and Israel was in anticipation. When will Malachi's messages will come to fruition? You remember what he said in Malachi chapter 3, "Behold, I will send my messenger, Malachi, and he shall prepare the way before me," God is saying. "And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, the messenger, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." God promised this to our forefathers, the Jewish people, the people of Israel. Wait for the Mashiach. Wait for the Messiah. He is the messenger of the covenant, and I will send to you someone who is another messenger, and he will be the one that will present the coming Mashiach unto you. So there was an anticipation. Now, in between rose some false messiahs, as in every generation, false messiahs have been risen, whether it is in Israel's history or in the church history. But here we find out that in verse 19 to verse 23, John is now presenting his record. This is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" Verse 19. Now notice that the scripture, the Gospel of John, used the word Jews, Yehudim in Hebrew, many times. It says it about 70 times it's mentioned, the name Jews in the Gospel of Yohanan, or in all his writings. And the word Jews is specifically in the context, you can see it here, it's priests and Levites, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious leaders of our people of Israel. Now let me remind you that everyone was Jewish there. Yeshua was a Jew. The disciples were Jewish. John the Evangelist was Jewish. John the Baptizer was Jewish. And the ordinary people of Israel were Jewish. And here the Jewish leaders were Jewish. But specifically John, in the Gospel of John, using the word Jews to apply to the spiritual leaders of Israel who opposed Yeshua the Messiah. So if you think about it, when you study this, it doesn't speak here about all Jews, but the Jews in connection with the spiritual leaders. Because John was Jewish, he was a Jew, John the Apostle was a Jew, including Yeshua himself, who was a Jewish man as well by natural birth. So it's good for us to see that. We read in verse 19, "And this is the record of Yohanan, when the Jews, the Yehudim, the priests and the Levites, sent the priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who art thou?' Now notice, the answer is found in verse 20. Because of the anticipation of the coming Mashiach, and by the way, this is for many generations, the Jewish people are waiting for the Mashiach for years, and especially in the time of the birth of the Messiah, there was the anticipation based upon the promises that was given by the prophets, specifically Isaiah and the Malachi, that the Messiah will come, that he will be the messenger of the covenant, the new covenant, the Brit HaChadasha, and he will suddenly going to come. And all of a sudden, we have someone come suddenly, Yohanan, John, who was the one that was born to Zechariah. He was actually a priest himself. His father was a priest. And he is now coming and giving a testimony that is found in the book of, especially in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in which he is there standing in the Jordan River, as we read of him in the earlier chapters of the Gospels. And if you remember, it says in chapter 3 of the Gospel of Matthew, in those days came John the Baptizer, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And so now they were also coming down to him, the Pharisees and Sadducees, as it says in chapter 3 of Matthew. And when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generations of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. And so Yohanan HaMadbil, John the Baptizer, was preaching a message that will prepare Israel for the coming of the Mashiach, the coming of the Messiah. So he sought some fruit that is meet for repentance. And so when the people of Judah and Jerusalem came down to him, these Jewish people who came, thousands of them, to the Jordan River, they were confessing their sin, they were repenting and preparing themselves for the coming of the Mashiach. But there were also those that came from the Pharisees and the Sadducees, which we see they were priests and Levites, and they came from Jerusalem and they asked him, who art thou? Now, because there was an anticipation of the coming of the Messiah, they may very well assume that he was the Messiah. Because he suddenly came, he suddenly presented before them a warning, prepare the way of the Lord. He is preaching there in the wilderness. He's an ordinary man. He is not looking for any glory for himself. He is just want to present the Messiah before his people, the people of Israel. And so when they ask him, who are thou? Who are you? In verse 19, look at his answer. He could say, I am John. I am Yohanan HaMadbil. But he didn't answer this way. In verse 20, he said, he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. I am not the Messiah. Ani hu lo ha-Mashiach. You see, he didn't say, I'm John, I'm Yohanan. No, I'm not the Messiah, because they assumed that he was the Mashiach. But John didn't seek for glory for himself. John wanted to present the Messiah, and John said, I am not the Messiah. I am not the Messiah. I am not the Mashiach. I am not the Christos in the Greek, the Christ, the Mashiach in the Hebrew, the Messiah, the anointed one. And they ask him in verse 21, are thou Eliyahu? Are you Elijah, Eliyahu? Notice his answer. I am not. And why did they ask him if you are Elijah, if you are Eliyahu? Why? Because of the last prophet of Israel, of our own forefathers, promised up till today our people in the Feast of Pesach waiting for Eliyahu to come to introduce the Messiah in the Feast of Passover. Every year when we keep Passover, when we celebrate Passover, we having a plate and a cup for Elijah, Eliyahu, Anavi. Look what Malachi said in Malachi chapter 4 and verse 5 and 6. Behold, I will send you the Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Again, beloved brothers and sisters, the promise of the coming of the Messiah was given to our forefathers through the prophets. So when they asked him, who are you? He said, I'm not the Messiah. Are you Elijah? I said, I'm not, in verse 21. And then they asked him, art thou that prophet? Who is that prophet, beloved brothers and sisters? Because according to Deuteronomy chapter 18, Moses said to the people of Israel that a prophet like unto himself will rise up from among the nation of Israel. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse 15, the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, unto him shall ye hearken. Verse 18 of Deuteronomy 18, I will raise up a prophet from among their brethren, God said to Moshe. Like unto thee, God said to Moshe. And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And in other words, that prophet of Deuteronomy 18, verse 15 and verse 18 is the promise of the coming Mashiach, that prophet like unto Moshe. But John was not that prophet. Yohanan was not that prophet. So when they ask him in verse 21 of John 1, are you that prophet? He says, no. Notice verse 20 and 21. Are you the Mashiach? I'm not the Mashiach. When they ask him in verse 19, who are thou? He says, I'm not the Messiah. Are you Eliyahu? I'm not. Are you that prophet? No. He was speaking strongly to the leaders that came, the religious leaders, who he knew that their hearts were hardened, and they were not ready to come to repent and prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah. And that's why Yohanan spoke to them very strongly. Who are you? I am not the Messiah. Are you Eliyahu? I am not. Are you that prophet? No. And then verse 22 and 23 we read, then they said unto him, who art thou? Who art thou? That we may give an answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself? And look how beautiful, beloved brothers and sisters. And with this, I would like to close this message for today. Look at the answer of Yohanan HaMadbil of John the Baptizer. He said, I am a voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah, beloved brothers and sisters, also as Malachi have spoken concerning the coming of the Messiah. And by the word of the Lord, Isaiah said, in Isaiah chapter 40, the voice of him, verse 3, that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. John, Yohanan, was a voice that cried in a wilderness. The wilderness of the condition of the heart. The world is a wilderness, is a desert, is a dry wilderness. Whether it is the religious world, or whether it is the liberal world, the world is a wilderness without God, without the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. And God came through the person of the Son to provide water and bread in the desert, in the wilderness, for you and for me. And John the Baptizer, Yohanan HaMadbil, was just a voice. a messenger of God that present the Messiah Yeshua here in this world. And the reason that he came is to cry, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah had proclaimed. Wonderful. Have you turned to the Lord? Have you thought about your need before the Lord? Have you recognized that the voice of John the Baptizer is directing yours and my attention to the person of the Lord Jesus who came from heaven in order to provide for us redemption? He's the God who became a man. He is God the Son who became the man whose name is Yeshua Jesus. And he would go to the shameful altar, to the cross, where he will die for the sin of the world in order to provide refreshment, salvation for all those that made straight the way of the Lord, that repented, that confessed their sins, and invited the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, to be their Lord and Savior. And here, beloved friend, beloved brothers and sisters, John is here presenting John the Baptizer as the voice of the one that cry in the wilderness to prepare the way before God the Son, who became a man, whose name is Yeshua Jesus. May God bless his word, my dear friend, and may your heart turn to him even today. Take care, and shalom, shalom.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.